This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
My name is Don McNeil, and this will be my first podcast. And I look forward to this experience, and thank you for listening to my introductory podcast. As Mark Twain would say, I was born modest, but it wore off. If Mark Twain told us anything, it's that we should not be ashamed to promote ourselves. As he said, I like compliments. I like to think about them. I like to hear them. I like to repeat them on the home front, if anyone would believe me. I would dream about them if I could. What is the purpose for these podcasts? I am from Missouri. I am from Mark Twain country. I'm from St. Louis. And in Missouri, as Twain pronounced it, we think we own Mark Twain. My friends from Hartford would dispute that, but, well, what do they know? Twain was most proud of being from Missouri. When I was about 8 years old, that was the first time my parents took the family to Hannibal. And we toured Mark Twain's boyhood home, looked at that sleepy little town. I read everything I could. I bought a book about Mark Twain that day. So I can tell you that at age 8, I was hooked. I was all into Mark Twain. I read all of his books I could get a hold of, saved up money, and bought the ones I couldn't find in the public library in St. Louis. As a child, I remember my dad's banking at the Mark Twain Bank, the family going to the Mark Twain National Forest, and driving on the Mark Twain Expressway. Everything seemed to be Mark Twain, and I loved it all. Now, as an adult, I worked for American Airlines for 39 years. And then when I retired in 2012, I decided now's the time to start doing Mark Twain on a full-time basis. As a Mark Twain scholar from my days at the University of Missouri in St. Louis, I had a great foundation to start with. All I needed to do was practice his speeches. Luckily, I had become very familiar with Toastmasters. So I had the Toastmaster community in which to practice Mark Twain speeches and get wonderful feedback, often critical, which was exactly what I needed. And I was off and running. People often wonder about Mark Twain's voice. We don't have the slightest idea what he really sounded like. We know that he spoke very slowly and made maximum use of pauses. His mother referred to his manner of speaking as Sammy's long talk because of the way he would stretch out words more than almost anyone else alive. I've given over 75 speeches as Mark Twain in a very wide variety of venues, from Toastmaster clubs, of course, to corporate events. Thank you especially to my friends at Cisco. Library events, club events, when the Angus Barn, which is in Raleigh, did a Mark Twain dinner, I was Mark Twain and spoke for about 3 hours there. And when they wanted it, when they were doing a Mark Twain event in Hilton Head, South Carolina, I did that. Those are examples of events that I really I really enjoyed doing. I believe I know as much about the Pike County accent, which Twain was much enamored of. I believe I know it as well as anyone. Remember, Twain was born in Missouri, traveled west, and finally became a Connecticut Yankee. There's not one word of his voice recorded. Most of it was kept at the home of his friend Thomas Edison. None of those tapes survive today. That's why people who do Mark Twain are interpreters, because no one can impersonate Mark Twain the way that we impersonate Elvis Presley, as an example. I must say that this endeavor has helped my marriage. My wife is a very private person, and when I'm out of town or even locally traveling to speak, she is very happy to have her alone time, and I know that's important. My grandkids have all heard me do Mark Twain. Three of them have attended Mark Twain speeches that I've done. The only one who hasn't is my youngest grandson, Jacob, who's only 6 years old, so he hasn't been afflicted with that as of yet. But I look forward to that happening. As I do these podcasts, I'm going to have a lot of humorous speeches, and I'm also going to do a lot of very serious things, much as Mark Twain did, if you read his autobiography. And one of the things I'm going to talk about quite a bit will be the issue of race, and in particular, the issue of slavery. Race is almost never talked about in America because one-sided conversations are not really a conversation. And through Mark Twain's words, it's my intention on some level to start that conversation. And you will be the judge as to whether or not I have been successful. My name is Don McNeil. You can see me and hear me speaking at Mark Twain Speaks. And these podcasts will be a series covering a variety of subjects. And I'm looking forward very much to doing these. Let me sign off today by just giving advice to young people. As Mark Twain said, never smoke more than one cigar at a time. Never smoke when you're sleeping. And particularly to the children, always obey your parents when they're around. It's good advice because they'll make you obey anyway. Pretend it's your idea. And they'll love you for it. Thank you so much. This is Don McNeil. This is the end of podcast number one. Thank you.